It seems that this parable that Jesus speaks is more than a parable. We say that because there are specific people named in it. Parables usually don't name people by name. A man had two sons. A man went out to the field to sow. This is more than a parable. And there's much speculation that Jesus is speaking about specific people that those who are listening will know. We see a situation in which there is someone who is suffering greatly and someone who is incredibly, incredibly blessed. And in the story, the one who is incredibly blessed is incapable of recognizing the purpose of their blessing. There were many opportunities for this rich man to offer consolation, food, friendship to this poor man Lazarus. I have to be careful because I know myself, my own failures. But the way that Jesus says it, you know, that the rich man knew him by name. He didn't say, hey, is that poor man that used to be at my door? He knew him by name. And yet was incapable of generosity to him. There are so many things that could be talked about in this scripture passage today. I just want to focus on one thing. What is the purpose of our blessing? There are times, my brothers and sisters, when we can turn God's blessing in our life into an obstacle and a stumbling block for ourselves. And we can ask the question of God, why don't you bless me more? And yet every time he blesses us, we can turn it into an idol, into something that we put in between him and ourselves. You do that enough, my brothers and sisters, God's not dumb. He's not going to give you that which you can twist and distort and separate yourself from him with. God's desire is to bless his children, but to bless them in a way that they are able to receive that blessing and able then to imitate him in blessing others. I think ultimately, every blessing that we receive is an invitation for us to be as he is. Generous, merciful, compassionate. He wants his children to be as he is. And our refusal to do it becomes an incredible obstacle for God blessing us more abundantly. My brothers and sisters, God has, in the gift of his Son, in the gift of redemption for us who believe, has redeemed everything of our life. And he has redeemed it in a way in which it possesses, every moment of our life possesses a value that we cannot fully understand nor grasp. Because of our redemption in Jesus Christ, every part of who we are, every moment that we possess, has an infinite value. Why? Because we will live forever. It changes everything. No matter how much we possess, no matter the accomplishments of life, if all it ends in death and separation, it has absolutely no value. And say, well, Father, but there's $14 billion there. How can you say it has no value? I'm sorry. If it ends in separation and death, it is nothing. It means nothing. Without looking at your bank accounts, without looking at the cars you drive, without looking at the houses that you live in, my brothers and sisters, what Jesus Christ has done for you has made you rich beyond belief. He has redeemed it all. And he invites us to a generosity of heart in that redemption. To understand how our life has changed because of Jesus Christ frees us to a generosity of heart that the world cannot understand. Of our time, of our talent, of our treasure, all those little catchphrases and all of that stuff, whatever. To understand our redemption frees us. Frees us to be as he is. Why does God bless us, my brothers and sisters? Because he wants his sons and daughters to be as he is. May we receive this invitation. May we have the courage to be. Amen.